Hey guys, welcome back to the Scuff Boys podcast. I'm going to be your host today, and we have some interesting personal topics to cover, as well as your usual news update.
And what might those be?
Well, I think...
Don't answer that. I know you're going to give away too much information, and listeners won't listen to the whole thing.
It's a bit rude of an assumption, don't you think? Anyways, let's just say it involves my PC and storage.
Oh, and Windows too.
Sure, why not? So Billy, what were you talking about? Windows?
Right then. I was reinstalling Windows so I could change my boot drive to solid state.
I was helping him with it, and the first time it left the boot partitions on the hard drive.
Cause someone didn't warn me about it. Anyways, we had to go through the entire process for a second time after unplugging the hard drive.
Didn't your computer stop booting after you unplugged the hard drive?
Yeah, I disconnected my graphics card from the slot in the process and kept booting for some reason.
Probably because your graphics card looks homemade.
Yeah, graphics cards aren't normally blue.
Or just a bare PCB with a tiny cooler on it. It's debatable whether or not there's an actual GPU under there.
Seems like a lot of effort to install Windows. You probably should have just called me.
Cole, do you remember the last time I called you to help with my PC?
No, actually.
It was about a year ago. We spent a full hour trying to figure out what was wrong with the computer just for the issue to be the RAM.
I'll take credit for that.
But why exactly would that translate to you contacting me instead of him? It's not like your RAM being installed backwards was Cole's fault.
And how did you manage that? RAM is impossible to put in backwards and would not work backwards.
I didn't do that, though. That's how the PC was when I opened it.
How'd the PC run?
I don't know, man. The PC was from 2007 to begin with, so I wasn't planning on using it for long.
I mean, could have been just that it was too dusty, because you started dying when you opened the thing.
At least it didn't have the same fate as that HP laptop.
Fire's good for the soul, man. What do you mean?
Not for laptops, though.
Didn't that happen at school? I kind of wish I was there to see it smoking, but shouldn't we talk about news?
Good idea. Did you guys hear that Microsoft is trying to buy Discord?
I swear, if they turn it into Skype, I'm leaving.
They're either going to turn it into Skype, like you said, or they're going to add microtransactions.
And then they will have 75 million users mad at them, so don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's Microsoft for you.
I actually think that's probably why they want it, because the last attempt that they made on their own kind of died out. Mixer.
Didn't they immediately partner with Facebook afterwards?
Yep, Facebook. Super successful gaming social media.
Best part about it is the small growth that was there just migrated over to Twitch immediately after.
I'm pretty sure the only reason they even ever had users was because of their multi-million dollar contracts with Ninja and Shroud.
I guess they didn't see enough movement to continue Mixer.
I'm not seeing enough movement!
Anyway, getting back on topic, AMD released another new GPU recently.
Oh yeah, part of the RX 6000 series?
Yeah, the 6700 XT. According to Linus Tech Tips' research and testing, it isn't worth what they're asking for it.
Unlike Cole's RTX 3060 he's getting.
More like the RTX 3060 I'm looking for, because they're impossible to find.
Trying to get a new graphics card is like me trying to find love. Impossible.
You know, the RX 6700 XT was supposed to help with the shortage AMD had with their other GPUs, but I don't think it went to plan for them.
They were hoping that enough people go for the new GPUs to reduce some stress of the production of RX 6800 XT and 6900.
Swinging a miss with that one.
Yeah, right on, man.
Boy.
Okay, stop with the Aussie impressions and get back to the news.
Do we have more news?
Well, I suppose it would be good to mention the supply shortages, given we kind of touched on that.
I mean, working at Staples, I've seen the supply shortages affect the industry firsthand. Everyone's always getting mad because we don't have every laptop in the store.
It has deeper effects than that, too. Sure, it sucks for the unreasonable consumer, but I doubt Staples' business is as good as it should be. They'd normally have a whole new top-of-the-line fleet going out.
Staples. Work, learn, and grow! Love it. I mean, our numbers are way lower than projected just because we can't sell laptops when they aren't in stock.
I thought thought the Staples was so magical that they could just spawn the exact thing I want, and if they don't, I get to berate the poor teenage employee who isn't paid enough to deal with me.
Honestly, I just want a job at Staples. Like,
you wanted one that badly, you'd have one by now.
I think that's it for now, but it's not like we'll run out of new things to cover.
With you trying to move Windows around on drives, there's always new stories and failures to discuss.
You realize that the fact you were helping me kind of blames you for it as well, right?
I mean, he's got you there.
I didn't expect this computer to be so cringe about literally just installing the OS it already had on it again.
It's something I own, Owen. What did you expect? You seem to blame the state of my damn blue snowball.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, but in all likelihood, we should probably start wrapping this up.
Honestly, I would be surprised if any of you made it this far.
Putting up with some of us can be difficult sometimes.
The next podcast should be out soon. Not giving you a time frame for when that might be, because it probably won't be complete by then.
I made that mistake way too many times with TC Engine.
Or maybe you can just shut up about it.
Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in. Until next time.